Partner training, August 2011. Frequency of lead partner contact with client.
This is a huge, giant, beefy, weighty, heavy thing that I want you guys to think about. Call your client 3 times for every 2 times he or she calls you. This is a gigantic thing that slips past us. This ratio of 3 to 2 is not set in stone. But call your client more often than they call you. When your client calls you, they're not busy. They have nothing else to do. So they call and ambush you right in the middle of something. And you have this other thing that starts in a few minutes. But your client is all caught up and just sitting back with their feet propped up, wanting to hang out with you for a while. When your client calls you, no matter how competent you are, no matter what a good job you do, you lose. When you call them, you win. There's nothing as important in a client relationship as calling them when they least expect it, but always have something good to share or an important question to ask. When they hang up the phone, they'll turn to whoever they're with and say,
"I have the best advertising person in the world. They're always thinking about me."
Partner training, February 2013. How to identify the best clients. Find them small, charge a little, then grow them big.
They're winners. They just don't know it yet. They have a story to tell they haven't been telling. They sell a small percentage of the market potential in their category. You want a lot of competitors from whom you can steal. Growing by large percentages means deep loyalty from the client and a big success story. When you grow a company by multiples, it's not because you're a genius. It's because they were so tiny. But you believed in them. You worked for small dollars until you could grow them, and you, to big dollars. If you go to work for a big client who's already important, you're not going to have a new client. They're just going to have a new employee.
Partner training, March 2013. How to update the client strategy when you feel like there's not much going on. Call them and say, "What's going on? What do you need me to help make better?"
Call your client when he or she isn't expecting you to call. Call and interrupt them and say, "Hey, tell me what's happening. What are you seeing? Give me some feedback. I need to figure out what we need to be doing that we're not currently doing. Tell me what's happening." That's an elegant way of saying, "Hey, I'm thinking about you, even when you're not thinking about me." And that gives your clients confidence in you and causes them to value you as a major asset.
Partner training, March 2014. Selling the client on the work is just as important as doing the work.
Causing your client to love the work is the second half of the job. And this is the half we so often fall down on. We think that if we send them really great work, they're going to love it because it's great. But that just never happens. Craft an email explaining your work. Don't just bang it out. Write it, edit it, agonize over it. Make sure you're presenting the right thoughts in the right order, exactly like you would craft any other communication for the wider public. Voluntarily explaining your choices proves to your client that you are a brilliant consultant.
Partner training, June 2014. Don't take every client for yourself.
All of us, collectively, are stronger and better than any one of us individually. You're going to encounter a lot of clients that would be a better fit for one of your partners than for you. But when you're looking for every nickel you can lay your hands on, it's easy to convince yourself that every client should be your client. But what it comes down to is this: not every client is right for you. Don't present yourself alone as the answer. Talk about all of us together, collectively. The Wizard of Ads partners. I'm doing it, and I'm asking you to do the same, if you will. There's an enormous amount of money to be made as a matchmaker. You don't have to be the person doing all the work. You can make a 10%, 15%, or 20% matchmaker cut on an infinite number of accounts. That's why it's so important that we collectively identify ourselves as the Wizard of Ads Partners. We have the opportunity to build a real brand. If you try to build a private name for yourself, a private kingdom, it will backfire.
Partner training, August 2014. I began 30 years ago with 12 companies that each paid me $500 a month. Some of those now pay me more than $100,000 a year. This is a business model that works.
We tend to think our work will speak for itself, but the simple fact is, most of our clients don't have quite enough experience to recognize great work when they see it. They just like it, or they don't like it. And we don't want to be subject to that. We don't want to be subject to their lack of experience or poor judgment. So here's how you protect yourself from that. Never send your work to the client so they can, quote, look at it and then get back to you. You're setting yourself up for challenges. You're setting yourself up for revisions. Fortunately, there are also a few insightful business owners who can recognize genius. And we tend to attract those business owners. Always choose them. Your life will be happier. Trust me.
Partner training, September 2015. I've made a lot of mistakes, and I see some of you guys making the same mistakes and suffering the same consequences.
There is a weird cancer that is born when a client begins feeling that they have become unimportant to you. Once that gets started, if you don't nip it in the bud, it's going to spiral downwards and out of control, and you're going to lose that client. When your client feels like they're always getting the work late, or that it's not your best work, you need to fix that. Never tell a client how busy you are. Never make your client feel rushed. When you're up to your eyebrows and alligators and the phone rings and your client says, "Hey, what you doing?" Smile and say, "I was just sitting here hoping you would call." Maintaining a relationship is a whole lot easier than repairing one. I've said many times, doing the work, doing a great job for the client, is actually the easy part. Making them appreciate the good work you've done, making them recognize it for what it is, making them understand how very hard you're working and how much you care. These are the things that we tend to overlook. What you always want to do is get the work done, then send it to them about 5 minutes prior to your scheduled appointment. Or just call them out of the blue and say, "Is now a good time to talk to you?"
Partner training, February 2019. You have limited client capacity, so look for big growth potential, not big upfronts.
Never take a client unless you truly believe they have the potential to grow at least 4x. That's the thing I'm looking for. That's how I cheat. I keep saying this, but I don't think anybody really believes me. You have to look for a client that you know you can grow. Look for clients that are within your circle of competence, your sweet spot. That is what I do really, really well. If you have a brain in your head, you'll look for big growth potential, not a big upfront. When you see an opportunity for a huge success story, don't push for a big upfront. Make them an offer they just can't say no to.
And now, Warren Buffett would like to talk to you about how you should invest your time. Listen to what Warren has to say about the importance of finding the right opportunities.
What an investor needs is the ability to correctly evaluate selected businesses. Note that word, selected. You don't have to be an expert on every company, or even many. You only have to be able to evaluate companies within your circle of competence. The size of that circle is not very important. Knowing its boundaries, however, is vital.
Warren Buffett, in his 1996 shareholder letter.
I was genetically blessed with a certain wiring that's very useful in a highly developed market system where there's lots of chips on the table. And, you know, I happen to be good at that game. Ted Williams wrote a book called The Science of Hitting, and in it he had a picture of himself at bat and the strike zone broken into, I think, 77 squares. And he said if he waited for the pitch that was really in his sweet spot, he would bat 400, and if he had to swing at something on the lower corner, he would probably bat 235. And in investing, I'm in a no-called strike business, which is the best business you can be in. I can look at 1,000 different companies, and I don't have to be right on every one of them or even 50 of them. So I can pick the ball I want to hit. And the trick in investing is just to sit there and watch pitch after pitch go by and wait for the one right in your sweet spot. And if people are yelling, swing, you bum, ignore them. There's a temptation for people to act far too frequently in stocks simply because they're so liquid. Over the years, you develop a lot of filters. And I do know what I call my circle of competence. So I stay within that circle. And I don't worry about things that are outside that circle. Defining what your game is, where you're going to have an edge, is enormously important.
Warren Buffett, in a 2017 documentary, Becoming Warren Buffett.
Partner Training, April 2019. Regular conversations with your client refill the well of your creativity.
Clients get successful and want to delegate advertising to me. They say things like,
just keep bringing in customers. Do whatever you want to do. I'll give you whatever money you need.
My reply is, hell no. I don't do your advertising for you. I help you do your advertising. If you don't spend time with me and talk to me and share with me your hopes, dreams, and beliefs, you're going to get crappy advertising because my well will run dry. I don't work in a vacuum. I have to have input to give you output. Without input from you, I'll come up with really bad ads. Miraculous ads happen when I hear you say things you never dreamed would become an ad. Surprising ads are the ones that work.
And now Roy has an apology to make to Jake Williams.
You want to hear a funny story? Jake spent hours and hours and hours reading the transcriptions of 13 years worth of partner training videos, many hundreds of thousands of words, so that he could gather short snippets of things we've been teaching consistently for more than a decade. He gave me 29,874 words. I began adding the best of them to this book, then realized we were approaching the maximum page count that chat books can print. So I skipped 22,000 words and quickly chose a few more quotes to wrap things up. Gosh, I would be a terrible client.
Partner Training, October 2019. Scope creep is the single biggest trap you are likely to fall into. You bring it on yourself by volunteering to help with things that really aren't your job.
You do this because you want to over-deliver. So you volunteer to help in a few non-marketing areas. And now, those become your additional responsibilities. Keep it up, and pretty soon you'll have a full-time job working for just one client. Hey, you're no longer just the marketing genius. You're the new assistant CEO. A clearly defined scope of work can be agreed upon only during the courtship, before you accept them as a client. Here's what we do, and here's what we don't do.
Partner Training, January 2020. The more time you spend with your clients, the more valued and trusted you become.
The clients that grow the fastest are the ones I spend the most time talking with. But it's not that I'm talking to them. It's that I'm hearing things from them. And those things stimulate new ideas. Sometimes you have to redirect their bad ideas, but other times they're giving you gold, and you're taking notes. You've got to have the ability to hear what they're saying and sift what matters from what doesn't. They learn to trust your advice when you praise them for their ideas that are genuinely good. Remember, to make real money, grow your clients. This is how we double and double and double our incomes. You are at a disadvantage if a big shot thinks they're doing you a favor to hire you. Every ad firm in town will be pitching your client because they have a big ad budget. You're going to find it hard to keep that client. Turn down the big players if you cannot double them and then double them again. I say that because I don't want to be an employee, and neither do you. A big company with a big budget always wants you to be an employee and do what you're told. They want to play it safe, and you won't have enough influence. Listen, do what you want. You own your business, but every client who has gone down that road has experienced the same thing. Once a client has got you pigeonholed as just a functionary, you can't fix it.
Partner training, April 2023. What do you guys do exactly? Clarify what we do. Avoid overpromising. Wizard of Ads Incorporated is not a full-service agency.
1.
We identify, capture, and crystallize your identity as a brand. A brand is about relationship. It's about identity, personality, connectedness. It's not about information.
2.
We amplify what's already there. We find your origin story, then we amplify it.
3.
We craft all ad copy.
4.
We negotiate all media. Our small fee allows 90% of the ad budget to be spent on advertising. This is why we can't do all the little clerical things for you. You already have people on your staff that can do those things.
5.
We advise you and your people on how to do all the little things that need to be done that aren't very hard and don't take any special skill.
Roy, is there anything you want to add to that?
Partners, the worst thing you can do is try to explain our limited scope of work after the client hires you. You've got to establish the boundaries before they hire you. Slipping it into the contract isn't going to save you if they did not already agree to our limited scope of work. You've got to talk about these things early.
Partner training, July 2023. You meet a client. You can explain it to them, but you can't understand it for them.
When you get a sense of what it's going to be like to work with a client and feel certain they are going to fail no matter what you do, there is always a temptation to accept the client anyway, especially when it's a big client who can pay a big upfront and a big monthly. The temptation is a voice that whispers,
"I'll just grab whatever dollars I can get until it all falls apart."
This is short-term thinking, transactionalism at its ugliest. The cost of this grab-the-money-and-run mentality is that it erodes your confidence, your client list, your income, and our reputation.
Partner training, November 2023. Stephen Semple on upfront agreements and the chickening out period.
When we hear Roy talk about upfront agreements, it's easy to say, well, that's just Roy, and Roy this, and Roy that. But I think it behooves all of us to have very strong upfront agreements, especially when it comes to the chickening out period. When a client chickens out, that's on us. It's not the client's fault. We did not properly prepare the client for the chickening out period, or we took on a client that just didn't have the guts to stick with it. We should have worked harder to make sure neither of those things happened. When a client chickens out, a couple of things happen. Number one, so that we have someone in the marketplace saying, "Hey, I hired the Wizard of Ads and I paid them all this money and it didn't work." They're never going to take responsibility. They're never going to say, "Oh, I chickened out." So our reputation is at risk every time someone chickens out. The other thing is we've not served them. They've paid us all this money and we've delivered no result. We have not served them well. So the upfront agreement is important.
A.
To ensure that everybody stays with the plan, but more importantly,
B.
To make sure we are serving them well.
Note to business owners everywhere. If you're not following our articles and advice at wizardofads.org, you will probably never see us again. But if you are, God bless you. You're growing every day. You can also follow Roy's Monday Morning Memo at mondaymorningmemo.com. He's been delivering that every Monday for more than 30 years.
As Roy mentioned, I've been part of this Wizard of Ads thing since the very beginning, and now there are more than 75 of us changing the world one business at a time. Jake sent me a preview copy of this book to examine, and I sent him an email that said, I went right back to day one, the first week Roy verbalized his partner vision. 12 to 14 clients was mentioned as optimal, maybe 20 if you only do one function of the team. So the client numbers have been consistent since day one. Nothing has changed. This makes me happy. Craig Arthur.
This partner training book has been a production of Wizard of Ads Incorporated and me, Dave Nevland, a Wizard of Ads partner specializing in audio production for radio ads and audiobooks. Check us out at wizardofads.org.